We need to get guitar up now, thanks. Right.
Let's
get this.
If y'all are interested in events throughout the year, what you may not know is that both this park and the Florida Park Service provides these types of cultural events throughout the state of Florida throughout the year. So on your way out of town, if you go out this gate and turn to the right, you'll see the Folk Heritage Center, and they can give you a list of all of these types of events that occur all over the state, and hopefully many in your area.
I haven't got any guitar. We've been trying to get the guitar up. Can you get it up for us, please? Sorry about this, folks. Thank you for sitting so patiently. We're being as quick as we possibly can, but there was a case of electronic instruments. Just take that a little bit longer. It's all these gadgets they insist on using, you know? Keep working on that guitar. Okay, so when he gets... When he gets this up, we're going to do a couple of songs in Gaelic. Thank you for your lovely introduction, Jackie. Appreciate you spinning it out there. We're going to do a couple of songs in Gaelic.
Is this your tune? What?
Hugh de Mamoy and Neil Chinelar.
Mute it.
Yeah, he just needs to go out the XLR. I mean, it's just like mine.
And the first one... means she's your granny. The second one, the woman very sensibly holding her ears in the front row. I think that's a good plan for all of you at the minute. We don't know what's about to pop. I think that's a great idea. She don't want mommy, means she's your granny. She's your granny. She's your granny. The old woman with the money. Yes, thank you. And it's like it was made up about 150 years ago. As a bit of a jibe at a young woman that was getting married. And they were saying, don't marry him, don't marry him, don't marry him, because he'll take all your money. And she just goes ahead and says, well, you know, they shortly did get married is the last verse. That leads into Neil Chinelar, which means it isn't yet the day. The moon is high in the sky, and it's about a man who goes into a public house. And realizes that he's been very foolish because he's the loser. He not only has got a sore head, he hasn't got any money to pay his rent. Are you up there? Make sure Neil can see.
We'll play extra good for that. We're plugged.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Chris.
All right. And now I think we're beginning.
Here we go. Dulcimering to hear the dulcimer.
She do a moe, she do a moe, calica narrow good. She do a moe, while you're as warriors, she cush to you, or a kasharo good. She do a moe, calica narrow good. She do a moe, while you're as warriors, come she cush the yellow rock a sharrow good. Da back fish and steam go chit and he glens, na rocket all chamber chair on a caroni. Kaku she sturdy, no hurricanes, ni canyo, we she shall a calica narrow good. While you're as warriors, girl, she cushed the yellow rock a charaka. Mustn't it boss, it mustn't it boss, it mustn't it boss, it guy like a naraka. Taoist, I'm not boss, Taoist, I'm not boss, I'm our tashi rogue, it's dolish and paragut. I she do a moe, she do a moe, she do a moe, guy like a naraka. She do a moe, yo, while you're as warriors, girl, she cushed the air, a rook a charaka.
It's courage, capacity, it's courage, capacity, it's courage, capacity, factor on my shop. It's courage, capacity, it's courage, capacity, Sean Hamish Warwick is my run of Hassi. I shit of a moe, shit of a moe, shit of a moe, kalk and narrogut. Shit of a moe, while you're as warriors, courage, cush, dear, warrock, a sharrogut. A shitu a mo, shitu a mo, shitu a mo, we kalk and narrow gut. Shitu a mo, while you're as warriors, courage, cush, dear, warrock, a sharrogut. Jimmy Brishu Carwin, the Richard J. Lam, Bola Port, as we echo and shut the margin. Inchin a lawn on a la, inchin ye, and on a wadget, inchin a lawn on a la, so loser the tass a yamly. Here a tea, or a tea, correct of rich tea, I thought you to kill the shin a four, a visit go and shut the margin. Jindil chinala no na la sale sard ta sayali na me shehain an pagan khel rag ma khis in the scarni dag me layin or a pain dag me shein erini ala chinala na la chini hano no waj chinala no na la sale sard ta sayali Jimmy Carter, Van Alan, Shirchi Lam, Niwi to Jor, Bolan Bower, Gona Walia. And Nilchin Alan on Allah, and Nilchin Ehan on a watch, and Nilchin Alan on Allah, Solisard Tassayali. And Nilchin Alan on Allah, and Nilchin Ehan on a watch, and Nilchin Alan on Allah, Solisard Tassayali. Anil chini hano na wajin nil chini la no na la solis heard ta sayali. So this is going to be pretty much a traditional set that we're doing here this evening. The next one is actually a song from my neck of the woods. I'm from the north of Ireland, from the six counties. And this is a song from, I believe, the 18th century, called The Flower of Maharali. And Maharali is a place. You may notice that this is sort of an Indian feel, as in the country India, about a lot of the Gaelic language. And that's because the Celts were actually Indo-European. And so there's quite a correlation between the Gaelic language and Punjabi. And Maharali has got that kind of Indian sound to it. Okay? And this is a very beautiful love song. It's called Flower Maharali.
One pleasant summer's morning, when all the flowers were springing all, nature was adorning, and the wee birds sweetly singing all. I met my love near Banbridge town, my charming blue-eyed Sally-o. She's the queen of the county town, she's the flower
of Maralia. With admiration I did gaze upon that blue-eyed maiden of Adam. Wasn't half so much pleased when he met with Eve.
Over here in the Dulcimer is Neil Hellman, the Hellman brothers.
Yes, Hellman brothers. Yeah. Just like the Judds.
Just like the Judds, yeah. This is another song in Gaelic. This is a very, very different song to the last one. It's an anti-love song. this comes from the 17th century. It's called Na Gaoine Gala, which means the bright calves. You know, there's a funny buzz up here. I don't know if it's going out into there, is it? Are you getting a buzz?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if you can do something about the buzz. It seems to be coming off the mic, but anyway, Na Gaoine Gala is the bright calves. And the story behind this song is that the writer of the song, the composer, they didn't write the songs down, the composer, was a young woman who'd been forced to marry. An arranged marriage, which was very common in Ireland right up until about 60 years ago, actually. And the price of the arrangement was usually a herd of calves or a herd of cattle, you know. Right. That was the dowry. And in this song, she has been forced to marry, she's been forced to move to the big town, and she really is not happy there. She doesn't like it one little bit. And so her song is kind of maligning and saying nasty things about the big town. I don't like their mugs of tea, and I don't like their fancy glass windows, and I'd much rather be back on the side of the hill with a hole in the roof of my little hut and me listening to the lowing of my bright cattle, of my wonderful cows. So it's basically a song about a woman whose independence was taken from her. And she is angry. She's not a happy person. And I sing this song like I think she probably felt it. So it's a little bit abrasive, and because I think it's a blues, we're going to have some blues mixed in with it as well.
It's the Celtic blues.
The Celtic blues. The lament is Eam Beam Bo, which means, oh, alas, my cows.
Bo as in bovine. Thank you.
Throw resident linguist over here. Eam Beam Bo, share the marvel. Sun again, a mighty lucid maroon sun again. Him bimbo shed maroon sun again. Oh, a mighty yearn sun taragus again, come ashore. Share the mortgage, gown up, again, again. In shed and fair against the old and shed and banya. Ta shed none against an old there on one. Sneer of all your not Ryan of Alan, where I'll bear him some more locked than tire to force me. Dan a mullock, dan a balchi mora. Shed chin our clock, the mayor with the smoiga achmarinka in St. Aragus, nagan a gum a sholo. Eam bimbo, shed the more rocks and a gown.
Talking is a pleasure. Be And it's down in yon green valley that I'll meet her by and by. It's down in yon green valley, she is my heart's delight. Molly, lovely Molly, I will say to the broad daylight. Going to church last Sunday, my true love passed me by. I could tell her mine was altered by the rolling of her eyes. I could tell her mine was altered to a lad of high degree. Molly, lovely Molly,
sing. We're not going to be able to stop him. So,
give me a second here.
That one was Courting is a Pleasure. It was one of those typical songs of emigration, you know. People emigrated for three reasons: famine, running away from the British authorities, or because their loved one left them. And that was sort of a song, you know. He was in love with her, and she fell in love with somebody who was a bit better off than he was, and so he emigrated. You know. Happens. Still happens.
And, too bad they didn't have counseling back then.
I know. Could have saved a lot of problems, you know. Wouldn't have helped with the famine, but, you know, might have helped with the other one.
How do you really feel about leaving her? Fine!
So, we're going to do, as I say, one more to finish. This is an interesting song, you know. One of the fascinating things about the oral tradition is that songs came across with a lot of emigrants from Ireland and Scotland to America, and people would hear them, and they'd hear what they thought, you know, they heard, and then they'd make sense of it, and so the songs changed and changed and changed, and then often came back to Ireland as country and western songs, which is currently the most popular form of music in Ireland, much more popular than traditional Irish music. Line dancing is 100 times more popular than traditional Irish dancing in Ireland. Sorry to dispel any illusions, but that happens to be the truth. But this one is one of those songs which there are versions of Ireland, Scotland, America, England. The version in Ireland is called The Streets of Derry, and Neil's going to tell you about this version.
Okay. This is a composite of a number of young men saved from the gallows street. And that's really all I have to say about it. Hangman, hangman, won't you stay your rope? Won't you stay it for just a little while? I think I see my mother coming, riding over yonder mile. Mother, have you brought me silver or gold to set me free? Oh, to save my body from the cold playground, save my neck from the gallows tree. Save my body from the cold playground, save my neck from the gallows tree. I haven't brought you silver, nor gold to set you free. I have come for to see you hanging high, high on the gallows tree. I have come for to see you hanging high, high on the gallows tree. Hangman, hangman, won't you stay your rope? Won't you stay it for just a little while? I think I see my father coming, riding over yonder mile. Father, have you brought me silver or gold to set me free? Save my body from the cold playground, save my neck from the gallows tree. Save my body from the cold playground, save my neck from the gallows tree. I haven't brought you silver nor gold to set you free. I have come for to see you hanging high, high on the gallows tree. I have come for to see you hanging high, high on the gallows tree. Hangman, hangman, won't you stay your rope? Won't you stay it for just a little while? I think I see my lover coming, riding over yonder mile. Lover, have you brought me silver or gold to set me free? Save my body from the cold playground, save my neck from the gallows tree. Save my body from the cold playground, save my neck from the gallows tree. Yes, I have brought you silver and gold to set you free. I have not come for to see you hanging high, high on the gallows tree. I have not come for to see you hanging high, high on the gallows tree. Save my body from the cold playground, save my neck from the gallows tree. Save my body from the cold playground, save my neck from the gallows tree. Save my body from the cold playground, save my neck from the gallows tree.
pandemic from the gallows tree.
Neil Hellman. Shiloh Hellman. Thanks a lot. See you again.
Okay, is that it? Okay. Thank you very much.